بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Jesus Christ called on people to follow the path of God and prosperity. January the 2nd, 1995. Jesus Christ called on people to follow the path of God and prosperity. January the 2nd, 1995. Jesus Christ called on people to follow the path of God, which is the path of prosperity for human beings, and he warned people against pursuing carnal desires and undermining their spiritual purity through engaging in evil deeds and oppressing others. The corrupt and bullying powers that are dependent on wealth and power persecuted that divine prophet and leveled insults against him. They even tried to take his life. And when God saved the life of Jesus Christ, these powers inflicted several years of horrible torture on the disciples and followers of Jesus Christ. They were trying to put an end to the teachings of Jesus Christ, which were against corruption, oppression, polytheism, causing war, deceiving people, and pursuing carnal desires. Those corrupt and oppressive powers who pursued carnal desires, caused wars against people, and deceived them, could not tolerate the existence of divine faiths and prophets, and those who followed the path of God. Today, too, those kinds of powers would not tolerate the servants of God and the followers of the divine religions or truth-seekers. Following Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, requires supporting the truth and hating the powers against the truth. Hopefully, Christians and Muslims everywhere in the world will keep alive in their life and deeds this great lesson taught by Jesus Christ.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
If Jesus Christ were among us today, December 28th, 1991. If Christ were among us today, he would not spare even a single moment to fight the leaders of despotism and global arrogance, nor would he tolerate the hunger and wandering of millions of people, degenerated by the hegemonic and colonialist powers into war, corruption, and violence. Jesus Christ, who is the manifestation of divine attributes, raised the flag of guiding and saving humans at a time where ignorance, injustice, and inattention to human values were prevalent. He stood up to the oppressive powers which were dependent on their wealth and power, and he promoted justice, mercy, and monotheism. Today, those who believe in that great prophet, Muslims and Christians, should follow the teachings in the path of divine prophets and try to promote human values on the basis of the teachings of these prophets.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.